From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. International confusion and consternation today over news the Bush administration won't allow countries that oppose the invasion of Iraq to bid for reconstruction contracts. The Pentagon yesterday issued a list of countries eligible for $18.6 billion of rebuilding work. Conspicuously not on that list are France, Germany, Russia, and Canada. The Pentagon says the move is meant to protect American security interests. But the countries who've been shut out say it could backfire. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The Pentagon directive concerns 26 lucrative contracts covering much of the rebuilding effort in Iraq, from building roads, sewers, and power plants to equipping the Iraqi army. It was issued yesterday by Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and lists 63 countries eligible for bidding. Notably absent is France. It led the global peace camp in the run-up to the war with energetic diplomacy and high-flying rhetoric. But today, the French reaction was low-key and legalistic. French Foreign Ministry spokesman Hervé Ladsou.
Sans des contrats relatifs à la reconstruction de l'Irak.
As far as the reconstruction contracts in Iraq are concerned, he said, we have taken note of the guidelines signed by Mr. Wolfowitz. We do not wish to make any comments at this point, but we will study the compatibility of this decision with international competition law, along with our partners in the European Union. As it turns out, the European Commission today announced it will ask the World Trade Organization to study the legality of the Pentagon decision. The U.S. insists it conforms with WTO regulations. Meanwhile, other anti-war nations are angry and confused. Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov reacted to the contract ban by repeating that Moscow has no intention of writing off $8 billion of loans to Iraq, as Washington is asking it to do. In Germany, the foreign ministry spokesman called his country's exclusion from reconstruction contracts unacceptable. Carsten Voigt, another German diplomat who coordinates relations with the United States, said his work would now be harder, and that he didn't understand how the Pentagon could argue that banning German firms from Iraq served the security interests of America.
This is a little bit strange argumentation, because I always thought it was in the security interest of the United States and Britain and others that Germany is engaging more in Iraq and not less. And people like me, who argue inside Germany in favor of a stronger German commitment for humanitarian aid and technical assistance for the reconstruction of Iraq, will now not find it easier to argue in such a way.
But the White House today defended its decision on how to spend the $18.6 billion. Spokesman Scott McClellan.
We are talking about U.S. taxpayer dollars here, and I think it is appropriate and reasonable to expect that the Iraqi people in those countries who have been working with the United States and contributing forces to the efforts in Iraq would be the ones that would be eligible for the prime contracts.
However, other countries' leaders are also mindful of their taxpayers. Canada's Deputy Prime Minister said today that excluding Canadian bidders is unacceptable if the U.S.-led coalition expects taxpayers' dollars from Canada. Some experts asked if the Iraqis themselves will be getting the best value for the money. Nations like Tonga, Iceland, and Micronesia are now authorized to bid, but major competitive engineering and public works companies from anti-war nations are banned, except for subcontracts, because of their government's policies. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.